continuation of the series that we talk about Rabbanim, I want to talk today about Rav Kook. Rav Avraham Yitzchak Cohen Kook was born in 1865 and passed away in 1935. No question that, except the fact that he was gadol in both directions, Torah ve'alacha and also Agadah, I think the right word to describe him is revolutionary. He's basically, Rav Kook was a revolutionary in a lot of aspects, but a little bit background about Rav Kook. Rav Kook grew in Lita. He was learning in a few places, specifically in Yeshivat Volozhin. He was really close to the Natsiv. He gets smicha from the Aruch HaShulchan. He was rabbi in a few cities, in a few places in Lita before he came to Eretz Yisrael in 1904. He came to Eretz Yisrael and he came to be the rabbi of Yafo, the new settlement in Eretz Israel. And then at 1919, he became to be the Rav of Yerushalayim, and after that he established the Rabbanut HaRashit Israel. He was the first Rav HaRashit Israel. Besides all that, he also opened the yeshiva in Yerushalayim, a unique and special yeshiva, Yeshivat Merkaz Rav, that we are going to be in the Yeshivat Merkaz Rav tonight. It was in the same location. He was established Yeshivat Merkaz Rav. That, and that's a little bit background about Rav Kook. I call Rav Kook revolutionary because I think the most revolutionary things about Rav Kook, that he basically tried to understand what we are doing here today as a Jewish nation in a wide perspective of our journey and our mission as a nation to all the Nevi'im, to all the Tanakh, in the historical moment that we are living. And the idea that you not look at yourself as a private person and only a private person. Look at yourself as a part of the mission that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us through the Galut and the Geulah, through what the Nevi'im promised to us, through what we have to do in this world as a nation, was a revolution action by Rav Kook. It's a fact, the way that you look about the Limud Torah in Eretz Israel, it's a fact the way that you look about the Geulah and the new settlements in Eretz Israel, the way that you're treating the non-religious people in Eretz Israel, the way that he basically wants to build his new yeshiva, Yeshiva Merkaz Rav, and that's the idea that you understand that we are part of the history of redemption, of return to our original mission, and changing the mode from the Galut mode to the Geulah mode, with all the aspects of this world. That's basically the revolutionary of Rav Kook. Rav Kook was revolutionary almost in everything that he did. Since he came to Yafo and opened a new yeshiva, Shari Torah. And the yeshiva Shari Torah was the first yeshiva that also encouraged the students to learn job, you know, to walk a little bit. You know, it's really interesting that yeshiva Shari Torah, the students of yeshiva Shari Torah, was chosen by the English government in Eretz Israel to build the safe for the banks of the English government. It's not well known. Okay? He was basically get mekarev the new settlers, non-religious new settlers, because he was able to see that, except the fact that they're not religious and not observing, but the mission and the passion that they have toward Eretz Israel and toward Am Israel, it's basically put them in different perspective. When you look in the perspective of this nation, of this mission of the nation, of what's in the Nevi'im talk about our nation. And that's two of the examples of his revolutionary aspects. You know, it's well known that Rav Kook, because of the revolutionary way, was really well known about that it was a little bit argument about his philosophy, his opinion, but it's really important to know that majority of the Rabbanim in Eretz Israel in the diaspora was really, I don't want to say admire, but it's close to this to Rav Kook. I just want to finish with two comments. One is by Chafetz Chaim. In the first, Knesia Olamit. Conference, yes. The world conference that Agudat Israel did in Europe. Okay, the Chafetz Chaim was invited to the conference, and in the beginning of the entrance of the conference, stand one of the Rabbanim from Bucharest. He talked against Rav Kook. And the Chafetz Chaim stand in the middle and get out from the hall and didn't want to come back. And he said that if someone talks against Rav Kook, everyone needs to do kriya, and he's not able to say even hello to a person that talks against Rav Kook. It's really well known that the Chazon Ish, when Rav Kook came once to Bnei Brak to establish new yeshiva, the Chazon Ish
standing the entire speech that Rav Kook said. And after that, people ask him, Rav Chazanish, why you stand? He said, this is my only time that I stand when the rabbi is talking, because when the Torah is talking, you need to stand. As you need to stand when the Sefer Torah is out from the Echal. And the last thing is, the Yeshiva Bnei Kadrav that we are going to not, to the yeshiva that Rav Kook established, it's really not so famous, that Reb Shimon Shkob, the famous Reb Shimon Shkob, wanted a few times to be the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Merkaz Arav. It almost was done, just in the last minute that something happens. And I just finished with this, and tomorrow, Mir Hashem, we are going to talk about his son, Rav Tzvi Yehuda.